Welcome to the Not So Fast Podcast, the admins for the Freaky Fast Racing League and the National iRacing League discuss all the league happenings, along with other occasional unnecessary dialogue.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Today we have Patrick Anderson, Keith Fonseca, Jeff Ramsdell, myself, Dave Gilbert, and special guest, Doug Burns. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
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 Morning, guys.
Normally we talk about our week in iRacing. It's week 13. Any official races, other leagues, or hosted races anybody's ran this week?
No.
Actually, I forgot it was week 13. I like those races.
I've ran some official truck races at Sonoma a bit, just trying to, I won't say it, but hoping that I don't finish good.
Could you just start a session and just not finish it, and that way you
because that's not a thing. I got there and I pit start and run the race.
I'm going to take this clip of this podcast now and send it to iRacing.
Don't worry, they won't listen to it. Nobody else does.
but the thing is that I haven't had bad finishes, so it kind of equals itself out really.
Well, maybe I'll send it to somebody's mother then, because the mothers listen to it.
Send it to Sonia, and she'll shame him into making a cake.
I'll never be shamed into making a cake. I might go buy cake, but I won't be shamed into making
one. Okay. Speaking kind of like cakeish. So this last week I was, just cruising the world of Facebook and got into watching all the reels. Something that is really awesome. It was, if you have an air fryer, go out and buy yourself some Little Debbie's oatmeal cream pies.
Oh my gosh.
Put them in your air fryer for I put it 340 for 3 minutes. Pull it out. Cover that son of a gun with ice cream, vanilla preferably, and then eat it. Oh my God. You want your mind blown? If you're a pothead, you're welcome.
You know, Angie's son was talking about that last night when he was over for dinner, and I was like, dude, that does sound awesome. So having it confirmed, I'm gonna have to go to the store here in a bit.
Yeah, it's good. Another one though, Oreos. Run them under your water faucet. Soak your Oreos in water. Just dip them in and pull them out. Throw them in the microwave for 10 seconds. Your mind will be blown.
I think I have some Oreos.
I can feel myself getting fatter as you say that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Next week, tune in when we talk about our diabetes.
Yeah. I'll say one thing. My diet has totally went to hell after finding all this.
So, Doug, what have you...
For the fall time, there are no doubts there.
So, Doug, what have you been up to other than broadcasting Thursday nights for us?
I've got broadcast Sunday through Wednesday night usually, and Angie has actually started taking on doing some streaming. She's going to start doing some stuff during the day, actually, like I used to give people some entertainment. So she's been doing American Truck Simulator, and I highly recommend going to YouTube and going to the Angie Games channel and looking for a very specific short there of her getting an 18-wheeler up on its side. That was hilarious. But trying to get to a point where I can do more gaming and do more racing, and hopefully going into 2024, I'll have a little bit more free time and can get back to doing some more stuff. But yeah, just staying busy with broadcasting.
Very cool. So talk about your broadcasting site for a little bit. How long have you been doing that?
Let's see. It'll be 3 years in September, August or September. It'll be 3 years since Derrico in Iowa are broadcaster for Split Decisions had to have a backup. So it's been about 3 years, and we've continued to grow How to Suck at iRacing on Facebook and Twitch and YouTube. We're about to start a big push to get YouTube to grow up quite a bit. It's been a little bit slower than everything else. And now we're on Twitter and Instagram, and I had to have my kids show me how to set up Twitter and Instagram, but that's done, and I can make it work now, so that's a plus.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so Doug, if for those of you that's tuned in to our podcast this season, Doug and I, as well as Tyler Bullock and Tyler Rush, we came up with, we're the first four admins involved with Split Decisions Racing League's Triple Threat Series. That came about on a whim on a fun race we threw up. I think Tyler, Doug, and I threw up a fun race real fast, and people enjoyed it. The Triple Threat Series is where we run trucks, Xfinity, and Cup all on the same track at the same time in different series. It was a great league for a long time, but it kind of ran its course. I don't think it's gone completely away. I think it's going to... There's been talk about reviving it a little bit, and I'll be excited when that does happen.
And we did have that for a while. We did have that short track series, which remind me, was it ARCA and SK Mods? No, it was one of the first.
It was super late models and SK Mods.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the, and that was actually the first full series that I broadcast, and that was so much fun. Other than that recruitment race at Martinsville, the racing was awesome. Those two cars on track together, you had 1 week where one car was faster, 1 week where the other was faster, and it just, there was a lot of parity there. I mean, the trucks, Xfinity, and Cup together, there was quite a bit of parity there as well, but man, that short track series was just so much fun.
Yeah, the thing about the SK Mods and the super late models was that the super late models were just lightning fast down the straightaways, and then the SK Mods were lightning fast through the turns. They were able to carry their momentum through the turns, so they would essentially end up to be about the same speed on a track. You know, they turn the same. They had a truck. Yeah, they had a different, but it's really pronounced though on a short track. Whereas, you know, if the trucks are faster at like Kansas than an Xfinity car, there's grooves there. Whereas on a short track, there's less grooves to make passes on turns. So there's a lot of give and take that has to happen on that series, and it's definitely not for everybody. But it was a ton of fun. If you have, you know, 5 to 10 SK mods and 5 to 10 super late models out there, and everybody's showing respect to one another, there's might not be a better combination on iRacing.
This is true. And it was, and we did, there was a ton of, other than, like I said, that recruitment race at Martinsville, which I think I still have the replay for, just for the hilarity of it. But the league itself, there was so much respect. And like when the one race I remember the most was when we went to North Wilkesboro, because that track has a tendency, everybody gets loose off the turns, and everybody was giving extra room up until the last 5 or 10 laps. So it was, you could see the respect there.
Yeah. And you know, we had a lot of fun with it. There was a lot of good times in that series. I know Jeff, Patrick, and Keith all ran the Triple Threat Series.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And so, I had a lot of fun in that one until I got to the Cup side.
Yeah.
The Cup cars just rooted for me.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, but, maybe if you got a win, it would have been a little bit better, though.
Yeah, shut up.
Yeah, everything's better when you win a little bit.
I got to win every series, Patrick's got to win just... You just did Xfinity, right? You didn't get to win in trucks, did you?
No, but I mopped the floor with you when I was in Xfinity, so I would just... Okay, Jeff?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
And then the next season, I got the regular season championship. So we got back-to-back regular season championships.
Yeah, once I got out of it, you were able to shine.
Yeah. Never, don't mind Jeff. He's recording in a wind tunnel today.
Yeah. And don't mind me and Jeff's commentary. We like each other, but we hate each other. We are like the two biggest rivals ever, Doug. Just so you know.
Good to keep in mind.
But we're on the same team, but we're very competitive with each other.
You'd be surprised as a broadcaster how often you see teammates are usually... I've seen it where teammates are extremely cooperative for an entire lap, and then you get down to like the last 10 laps and it's bump and run and everything you can do to get around your teammate. In fact, a funny but quick story, XCal, every year they do a couple super speedway races, and they're at Michigan, Charlotte, places like that, because in a street stock, those are a super speedway for them. Yeah. So they have a fixed setup. It's like they have a restrictor plate on. And last year, one of the teams, and bearing in mind XCal Racing is a very big league and was much bigger last year, one of the teams had an 8 or 9 person team, but they managed to get at Michigan right from the drop of the green about 5 laps in. They had their team lined up 4 wide, 2 deep, and they had obviously practiced this. So 70% of the race, they were 4 wide, 2 deep. Nobody could get around the team at all. It was comical to watch, but you'd see people battling back behind, trying to hook up, trying to find a way around, but they'd get up there in that wall of street stocks, there was just no way around them.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we are very happy to get you to broadcast on our Thursday nights. Our previous broadcaster was unavailable, so...
unreliable.
I misspelled that wrong. So it's all right though, because it really worked out for us. We got a better broadcaster now, so it worked out for us, and we appreciate Doug being able to help us out for these last few races. We have our Dirt Today Tona series on Monday nights, and this past Monday we took the ARCA cars to Rockingham, which was actually a lot of fun. Keith Fonseca, he pulled off the win there. He's
I backed into that win. Ramsdale was by far the fastest person on the track or whatnot. I absolutely
even on the pits
into that one.
He was the fastest person in the pits too.
Yeah,
that's where he was the fastest.
Yeah, I got the day. He's like, "Did you get a penalty?" I'm like, "Yeah, I got a penalty." I was like, 1 mile an hour, I think, over. I think it was like a 41 or something that it dad me. I'm like, "Come on!" I still came back. Finished fourth on the lead lap. I was 2 laps down at one point. But yeah, that track was just tough.
Yeah. Well, it's tough when you get penalties, but I'll always remember Rockingham being the track, though. Well, I've said it a lot of times, but it's the track where my monitor, we bounced so much around that track, my monitor bounced right off and broke off its stand.
I remember that one.
Yeah. So, and each track will have a little story for you, but that'll be the story for me forever, is that Rockingham is where there's so many bounces and bumps on it that it bounced my monitor off the stand. But, you know, Keith, like I said, pulled off the win. Richard Crane, he was there. They were in a head-to-head matchup. Richard Crane showed up. They were in the butt kicker bracket challenge. They were going head-to-head. Richard Crane wasn't going to let Keith have it easily, so he finished second. Josh McKinney ran third. Jeff, he ended up finishing fourth, and Kevin Bernheimer pulled off the top five there. And you know, we'll talk about that the Buck Kicker Bracket Challenge and how that played out this week. But good job to Keith on the win. We have Talladega in the trucks on Monday for that series.
I don't think Keith is going to do good there because he doesn't have any partners.
Yeah.
I've been trying to recruit.
Oh, Keith goes high. He's the only one.
I'll just run around in the tail end of the nine people that are going to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. You're guaranteed to get a top 10.
Hey, in the truck. And the truck, though, don't drop off that back a little bit with the new damage model because you'll lose the trip easily.
Yeah. Chris Edwards found that out on Thursday night.
Yeah.
He tried running towards the back, and he didn't. He lost the draft and then won his race immediately.
Even with the next gens, like last night, it was kind of easy to lose the draft because I was running in like near the back of the first pack, and so was Jeff. And I made a move around Jeff, and then all of a sudden Jeff was gone. Like he just lost it.
If you had that last car, you like got sucked out of it, out of the draft.
Yeah, the next gens have been like that since they've been on iRacing. That last car on that the tail of the draft, yeah. they had to have a buddy that was willing to help them out, or they're going to lose the draft.
I couldn't believe though, like last night, like even in practice, I had so like running mid pack in practice, and then like the cars that were behind me went up to the high lane, and like. When they were behind me, I could stay up on that car ahead of me's bumper. As soon as they dropped me and they went to the high side, I fell way off that car ahead of me. Just pulled me right off.
Yeah. Yep. So we had that on Monday. Like I said, we've been doing about 8 to 10 drivers on Mondays. But since it's Talladega, my guess is we're probably going to be sitting around 15 on Monday.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. Me by myself.
Speaking of Keith had the Freaky Fast League. They started their sports car series this week with the Daytona prototypes. How did that go?
Actually, we started both leagues this week. Sunday or whatnot. Stock cars started the season on Sunday. We went to Phoenix. This season, we're using the ARCA car. We had the return of the man himself, Lucas Gortman, racing full time since season one of FFRL, picking up the win. Followed by Evan Hurdle and Jeff picking himself up third place. We had Toby Collins, who's ran with us in the past, come back out running with us, and Wheeler got himself a fifth place. With me in the broadcast booth, which is terrible.
Terrible?
I don't think it was too bad. It was good.
So you broadcasting are you going to be the broadcaster for the entire season?
I'm going to broadcast the entire season, yeah.
Yeah.
But it didn't help. We had sound problems, so everybody only heard me. They didn't hear, like, Sonya's in the booth with me, so they didn't hear her at all during it. So that made it interesting, but it was great, though. We finally, like, figured out when we got to Lucas's interview, we're like, why don't we do the interview in the session? Because everybody could hear I turned my voice chat on, and everybody could hear it in the session. So Wheeler, through the session, interviewed Lucas, and it was just absolutely hilarious, and not, like, through Discord and stuff.
Yeah.
So, it was done. Only heard one side of Jeff's interview.
Oh yeah, you didn't hear me.
Yeah, but we did get the sound figured out though. The end points inputs were wrong, and we figured out me and Sonya, hopefully too, being in the same room, we'll be able to be in the same room, so that'll help that too. So
yeah,
we'll see coming tomorrow.
Yeah, I had broadcast issues last night. You know, I had it all set up. I was all ready to go, and I went to hit go live on Streamlabs, and it said my login wasn't correct with Facebook. I was like, well, it's weird. So I logged into Facebook 2, 3, 4 times. I kept logging into Facebook, and it still wasn't right. So I'm like, well, I guess it's not going to let me go live today. So I was kind of bummed, but then a caution came out, and I was like, well, let me try just logging out and logging back in of Streamlabs, not Facebook. And that's what I did, and it ended up working.
But, yeah, every once in a while, Facebook just likes to throw a little curveball at you, and they'll do something like that, where yeah. It just – and you, there's ways to go around and get it fixed where it doesn't do that. But, yeah, Facebook is the worst. Once you sign in with Twitch or YouTube, you're usually pretty good to go for about a year. But Facebook, like every 2 or 3 months, just randomly log you out. And if you've rebooted your router or anything like that, then a lot of times you have to go back through and double check everything before you go live.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it didn't give me any warnings that it wasn't going to be able to go live until I went to go live.
And it never does.
Yeah, yep. But anyways, we did get it fixed. Yeah.
Sure, the update didn't help out either. That was a big update.
Yeah, yeah, but... Yeah, so where are you at on this Sunday there with the stock car series there, Keith?
That's a good question. Auto Club. I think we're at Auto Club.
Okay.
I think. Tell you. All right. Yes, we're at Auto Club tomorrow.
All right. Good job. And so then they did have the sports car series at Daytona Road on Wednesday night.
We did. We're running the Riley prototype this season. It's a very low turnout, which was a little bit surprising, being Daytona. But
I got buzzed by the update.
We had Thomas Ferlizzo picking up the win, with Kevin Bernheimer coming in second, and Evan Hurdle in third, with Justin Galloway finishing fourth, and Elijah Travis finishing fifth. That's a good race. I wrecked on lap one and turn five. I locked up the brake, started sliding, then just made a left-hand turn into the tires. Lucas and Evan were just playing the draft partners for most of the race, and I was actually working my way back up. Some pit strategy did actually come into play. We actually had to pit twice for fuel in that race, so we're making it. And then we're going, I think Lucas was leading at the time. I think maybe I was like fourth, and all of a sudden Lucas dropped the packet. It's like, no, like he got kicked out, and 10 seconds later I got kicked out. like our whole town like lost like internet for like like a hot second and stuff, and it kicked both me and Lucas out of the race. It was like he was so annoyed, because I mean he had a chance to win the race, like I had a chance at least finish third, which Evan ended up running out of gas, so like Lucas actually would have, you know, won stuff. So it was a little disappointing seeing that there wasn't many people out there and stuff. Just Wednesdays are kind of dead.
Yeah.
Not a good start to the season.
Yeah, but you have Homestead Miami coming up this Wednesday, it looks like. So you're running the road course there. I've never ran that road course there. How is that projected to look like with the road?
I've only ran it once, ever. And it's course B or something. There's more than one, I think. Yeah. I think we're running B or whatever. I don't know. But it's not that bad of a course, really. It's fun.
Well, I know, but I've broadcast the big one, and I can tell you the transition from banking to down into the actual infield part gets exciting, but especially when you're coming back out on the front stretch. It is a great track, though. It's a lot of fun to watch, and there's some tricky turns, and the track temperature can get really, really high, which makes things really, really exciting.
Yeah, you know, I think with that layout, like, you come out onto the oval on the back stretch, and then you come around oval 3 and 4, and then like turn one is just past like pit road, but like you turn into it, and then like turn two is like right there, and that section is pretty crazy or whatnot right there.
Yeah, you could really throw them for a loop though, and just have it set up for the oval. In the prototype,
I'd do that too. Like, it might be more fun, to be honest.
yeah. That's one thing about them prototypes, is they're fun on the ovals and the road courses. You have that option with those cars. We did have our butt kicker bracket challenge. This week we'll go over the results of our Thursday and Friday races, then we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Thursday, no, at Dega, we had 68 laps. So we had 2 green white checkers. We had 5 cautions for 15 laps, 24 lead changes. Wally Babb, he comes home with the win, followed by Kyle Spies, Ryan Johnson, Jeff Ramsdell, and Jeffrey DeSanzo, rounding out the top 5. Gilbert, you finished 6th. And yeah, that 6 put you in the lead and the win of the Super Speedway showdown. You won that by 1 point over Kyle Spies, Wally Babb, Dalton McKinney, and Corey Stahl. So good job on winning the Triple Crown there. It was a lot of good racing up until it wasn't.
One thing I've been decent at is the road courses, or not road courses, but the Super Speedway. I'm definitely not decent at road courses, but I feel like I always have a decent finish, and better than a lot of others at avoiding the big ones, but I still get caught up in them. And I had a 0x on Thursday night, so where I don't think anybody finished the race with the 0x. So I had a lot of luck on my side too, even though I got caught speeding.
Even if I would have had a 0x on the last lap, I wouldn't have had one at the end of the last lap, thanks to Joseph.
Yeah. So the race was great. We went about 40 laps without a caution.
I think our first caution was lap 37.
Yeah, close to 40 laps without a caution. Yeah. I know I had a game plan. We talked with Thomas Myers, and but he was not on the same plan as us. But Josh McKinney, Joe Turkle, and Kevin Bernheimer, and myself, the 4 of us, we were planning on doing it on 2 stops, because you could get almost 19 laps out of a tank. And if you're running 3/4 throttle, you know, you're going to get 20 laps out of that tank. So we're going to do that on 2 pit stops, and where everybody else, there was nobody else on that same strategy. So we were sitting pretty good if it went green flag from start to finish.
Oh, we were on that same strategy, but I know, like, my first stint, we made it to 20. And then the second stint, for some reason, I only made it 19. Where the other guys were going to make it to lap 40. They were going to be able to do it in 2. So you weren't the only one thinking like that, Dave.
Yeah, well, we had went to lap 21 on the first, and we were going to be able to go to lap 42. So then we would have been better on, you know, not having to run 3/4 throttle.
Yep. Yeah.
So we were sitting pretty decent.
And I was sitting there thinking when the race started or whatnot, God, I hate fuel mileage races on super speedways, even before the race started, because you knew right off the bat it was.
Yeah.
Well, maybe next season if we go like with the same set of laps, you know, we can either change the laps, add 10 laps, or change fuel to get it out of a fuel mileage race.
I just hate it because it takes the racing out of it too, you know, because you're worried about fuel and stuff. You know, it's just like you're just more worried about saving fuel than you are actually out there racing. Like, that's the only reason why I can't stand it.
Honestly, I kind of like the Threat Level Midnight guys' plan, because they're like, you know, they pit early. They just say give up on the fuel race, on the fuel mileage, and then they single out and they just go flat-footed, single file, you know, because they were making up a ton of time on us.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like after that first one, though, like we were actually running them down at the same time. I think, like, it's a good strategy. I think they just pit too early, though. You're pitting, like, halfway into the run. You're leaving a lot of room for something to happen there at the same time. Yeah. Too, because at the same time, too, if it keeps going green, like, we're running them down, so, like, when it cycles out, you know, like, we're still going to be ahead, kind of a thing, you know? Like, they're hoping for a caution or something, like...
Yeah, they were planning for a caution where the rest of us weren't, and so it would have... it worked out for everybody, I guess. Speaking of fuel mileage, we run the trucks at Talladega on Monday. And I thought the same thing. We don't want a fuel mileage race. So I went to change it from 60% fuel. We went to 40% fuel. I only like doing that on super speedways because the faster you get to green flag pit stops, the better chance you have a green flag run because the fuel will start to spread out a little bit. We did our super speedway series. It was all 40% fuel on our super speedway series, and it seemed to work out pretty good where everybody, you're pitting green flag pits more, but there's less strategy as far as, you know, you're not doing a fuel mileage race. So I changed it a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll have to pit a little bit more, but, it won't be a fuel mileage race if we go green. Or maybe it could end up still being one. Who knows? Jeff's involved, so it might be.
It's always a fuel mileage race.
You never know. Racing.
Yeah. But then now, we went...
Hold on. So now, we had just had our cut line after this race for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Jeff Radke, he's leading the points in trucks, followed by Kyle Spies, Luke Smith, Wally Babb, Corey Stahl, Jeff Ramsdale, Dave Gilbert, and Dalton McKinney. They all made it to the next round. Josh McKinney, Mr. Keith Fonseca, myself, and Michael Miller, we were all eliminated.
How much did I miss it by?
You missed it by 4 points.
Dang, after what I said, if I would have just finished like 18th or something, I would have been in.
Yeah, and me, I missed it by 12 points, but like I was running up there to where I would have been in up until those last two cautions. I was caught up in them both and hosed. But oh well, is what it is.
I have the wreck that put me out. It's a great picture. I have Thomas flying over me, and I have just like 5 trucks like just crushing me into the wall, like just all the way around my truck.
So
it's actually kind of hilarious when you look at it, though.
The thing that got you advanced in your butt kicker bracket on Thursday night, so you and Richard were involved in the same accident, and yes. you towed, and he towed, and he was driving around, but he towed, and he got put in the pits right, I think you had a stall ahead of him, so you beat him.
Is that what? Because I noticed or whatnot, he finished the position below me.
Yep. Yeah, so that's what locked it up for you. It's like you guys both towed, and then he had like 8 minutes of damage, and he couldn't get back out.
But yeah, it's the brakes. Unfortunately, it's just one position is all it was. But Keith got the point there, so that was that's how he got advanced in the Brook Kicker Bracket Challenge. We'll talk about that in a little bit, though, after we get through our Friday night results with the Cup cars.
Yeah, last night we had Kevin. He came home with the win. Followed by Thomas, Cam Barnes, Tim Cook, Josh McKinney took fifth, Jeff Radke sixth, Jeff Ramsdell seventh, Fonseca eighth, Michael Dow ninth, and Joe Turkle rounded out the top 10. We had 75 laps, only four cautions, which one of them was stage. We had 12 caution laps, 20 lead changes. Our fastest lap was ran by Ryan Johnson at a 49.356. Our fastest lap for Thursday was you by like 0.2. So yeah. You really had her kicked down. 90% of the field ran their fastest lap on lap two.
Oh, yeah. I know my fastest lap was Thomas Myers and myself. We, on Thursday night, we were felt like we were losing the draft. So I kicked it up a notch and started pushing the snot out of him all the way around. And that's where we got that. We started catching the field too. And so we probably had help with the draft.
The qualifying was super close. Like, the entire field was pretty much within almost a tenth. Like, from first to 18th was, you know, 3.135. But, like, I qualified and I was like, I put down a good lap. And then I just kept dropping and dropping. It was like, crap.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, Keith put down a fast lap. He was 0.0001 faster than Matthew Wheeler. But back row Sim Sport started on the front row.
We did. I was actually surprised that it ended up being the pole winning run.
Now, were you guys running into fifth gear during qualifying?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Yep. It seems like you want to stay in fourth gear, but you don't. You want to be in fifth gear, and I always lay all my cards out on the first lap and not the second lap.
Yeah.
So just, you know, run high till you get to trial, then just like move down slowly, you know, don't try to scrub any speed off, and just try and hold that wheel as still as possible going around through the corners and everything and stay low. That's how I run it all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. I think my I stayed in fourth, and my qualifying effort showed it.
it seems, you know, like where the RPMs and stuff, like when you go into fifth, you feel slower in fifth, but you're actually faster in fifth gear.
Yeah. So the Triple Crown for that was won by Ryan Johnson. He won that by 7 points over DJ Trout, 9 points over Keith. Joe Turkle finished fourth, 14 points back, and Thomas Myers rounded up the top five, 15 points back. I thought I was going to have a chance at the truck one, but then my truck race went to crap. So that was only six. I think I was 6 points behind you, Dave, when the race started.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew you didn't have a chance.
And you and Turkle talked to Zelda. So you knew that Turkle was going to do that beforehand.
No, I did not know that.
Just to make it a little bit harder for Turkle, he will be getting an EOL at the beginning of the next race for his little shenanigan he pulled.
But yeah, so actually, our Friday night points. We have Ryan Johnson, Kevin Bernheimer, Jeff Radke, Keith Fonseca, Jeff Ramsdell, Patrick Anderson, DJ Trout, Corey Stahl, all advanced. Luke Smith didn't make it to last night's race, so he missed the cut, and he falls back out of the cut line. Matthew Wheeler, he missed. He had not a very good race last night, so he missed. Joe Turkel and Josh McKinney all missed the cut line. But actually, the currently Ryan Johnson, Kevin Bernheimer, Keith Fonseca, and Jeff and our Keith Fonseca, them four are in the final four cut line. They have a 10-point gap. Keith has a 10-point gap on Jeff Ramsdell and Patrick Anderson in fifth and sixth.
Yep.
So they got a lot of work to do to catch up to try to make it in that final four for the championship race.
Well, part of the sucks for me is I suck at Iowa. So I know Michigan, I think I'll be okay. Might be able to make some points up there, but Iowa, I'm going to have to do some practicing.
Yeah. Ryan Johnson, he said before on here that Iowa is his favorite track, so that doesn't bode well for everybody.
I think at this point that we all know it's Ryan's to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you go and look at laps led for everybody. Yeah. I mean, he's got us now. The nearest one, he's led 657, and Luke has led 254. So
yeah, but it is a championship race, you know. Anything
yeah, can it's happen one race
in the race and stuff. But you know, like I mean, I said like it is his to lose.
Yeah,
it's gonna be hard. Unless he gets wrecked in a championship race.
Oh, I mean, honestly, I think like even in the trucks, when you go to trucks, I think that's kind of Luke's to lose. You know, he's been leading that all year.
But I think though in the trucks, like that's not as much of a sure thing though, as kind of like what Ryan is though in the Cup car.
Yeah,
like, there is more competition in the truck for Luke than what kind of what Ryan has been having, which is Luke, but Luke isn't running for the championship now. So
it is what it is.
We'll see. Yeah. And the trucks, you got Radke Spies, you know, right there with Luke.
Yeah, actually, I don't know. I guess, I guess going, then you go to the overall points. Jeff, he hasn't gotten those up yet, but, I think before coming into this week, Luke had a 48-point lead, and I think after this week, it's probably going to be down to like 3 points.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Missing the race.
Missing kills
last
him
night.
Yeah. And did he take a provisional?
No provisionals during the
playoffs. Okay.
Playoffs.
All right. Yeah, I just thought about that. I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. But
I'm sure he had fun last night, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But the winner gets that special Turkel Customs trophy. So yeah. I know that and that's going to be a good. It. I know. Luke's talked about it a few times, so we'll see how that turns out. But, yeah. We also, like we talked about earlier, we had the Buckhicker Bracket Challenge. We had Keith went up against Luke. Keith went up against Richard Crane. And Keith finished ahead of him all three races, so he does advance. Michael Gitchell, he went up against Ryan Johnson. Ryan didn't show up for race one of the on Monday night, so Gitchell got the point. And then Ryan shows up on Thursday, and he gets the point from Gitchell. So it came down to last night between the two of them. And, you know, Ryan was the number 9 seed, and Gitchell was the number 8 seed. And so they had to race head-to-head for that. And, you know, both of them had some bad luck, but Gitchell just finished one position higher than him, and he moves on to face Keith in the next round. So what do you got for Gitchell here at Talladega in Michigan there, Keith?
Pain.
Just a whole lot of pain. All right, the McKinney brothers, Josh McKinney versus Dalton McKinney. Josh, he Dalton didn't show up on Monday, so Josh got the first point. Dalton McKinney, though, he takes the point away on Thursday night from Josh, so they came down to the tiebreaker on Friday, and Joshua picks up that, and he takes that fourth seed onto the next round. He's the number four seed. Then you have Kevin Bernheimer and Matthew Wheeler. Kevin took 3 points away. He won, or he got a point on Monday, Thursday, and Friday for the win on Friday night. So he advances on with the number six seed. The number two seed coming into the Buck Kicker Bracket Challenge was Jeff Ramsdell against Joel Brewer. Jeff Ramsdell took all 3 points away also. So he moves on with the number two seed. He faces the winner of the Jeffrey Radkin, Corey Stahl. But they raced, basically they raced head-to-head last night for it, and Radke advances, so it's going to be Jeff versus Jeff, the number two seed versus the number seven seed. Luke Smith and myself went head-to-head. He was there on Monday, so I got a point, and then I beat him on Thursday to get 2 points, and neither one of us raced last night. So I took down the number three seed. I'm the number 14 seed, so I'm now the lowest seed in the bracket.
Well, the bottom of the bracket was filled with upsets. No, the 14 upset the 3 and the 11 upset the 6.
Yeah, so Joe Turkle, he beat Patrick. Patrick beat Joe on Monday. Joe, I don't think Joe was there.
Joe didn't show up.
And then Joe got Patrick on Thursday. So the head-to-head was last night, and Patrick just had, they both had terrible luck. Patrick's luck was just a little bit worse.
I should have had him on Thursday, though. I had the run, and if you wanted to hear, like, you thought Keith's explosions this race season were bad, I was livid when I got up. I got the run on him. I was going to pass him, and he just walled the rap out of me, and yeah. I was livid. I was just screaming at, and oh, I was mad. But then I was like, well, oh well, I already have a butt kicker that I don't use that much, and after that I just let it go.
Yeah. So Keith, let me ask you something. Did you on Monday night, were you thinking about this butt kicker bracket challenge and your guy you were matched up against, Richard Crane, at all? I know you showed up.
Actually. All three nights. Well, I was Monday and I was Thursday, but then when I beat Richard both nights, and I wasn't worried about it on Friday. But yeah, I was thinking about it. I told Richard good luck, you know,
yeah,
whatnot, you know, both nights and stuff. You know, I mean, I was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like to lose.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought about it a little bit, but I think I'm just at a disadvantage. I don't think I plan on advancing very far because I don't race on Friday nights. And, you know, even if I win one of the Monday or Thursday, the tiebreaker is Friday. So I'll be eliminated easily. So I really didn't think about it too much because I don't think I have a chance at winning it. So, but Pat, I know Patrick and Joe, do you guys, Patrick, did you drive any differently at all on Monday, or not on Monday, but on Thursday and Friday?
On Thursday, I did. So, like, Thursday, I definitely kept track of him. And even last night, I kept track of him. You know, and then I just got caught up in crashes. You know, I really thought I was going to have my 2 points on Thursday. You know, because that's the entire reason why I tried to pass him and Kevin on my own on Thursday. You know, like, if we were going for the butt kicker, I just would have rode where I was. And, like, I definitely thought about it. It definitely changed how I raced on Thursday once I was in a spot where it was like, oh, crap, I need to get going. Or, yeah. You know, and I thought I had it locked up both nights right away because Joe went a lap down both nights. And
no. Yeah, let me ask you this. You think that played a factor into the way Joe drove that last lap on Thursday?
125%. 100%. Yeah. Definitely. I mean, he told me. You know, it's like, if it wasn't, you know, if it wasn't for that, he never would have done it.
Yeah. You know?
And
and the funny thing is that none of us really need a butt kicker. We just want to win our bracket.
I don't need one, but I was like, I was you just don't want to lose your bracket. Pissed off. And I didn't want to lose my bracket.
I'm just going to suggest that if you don't need it, I'll give you my address.
Well, I guess my plan for it is if I would win it, I just would have threw it on eBay and sold it and then put the money towards the league. That was my plan with it. Just help out the league because I don't need it. And so, I mean, that was my entire plan all along if I would have made it through the bracket. I just wanted to get to Jeff, honestly. Like, I just wanted to race Jeff and knock Jeff out.
Yeah.
Which means that, like, I can still knock him out of the bracket challenge because I'm not in it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to go head-to-head with him one way or the other, aren't you?
I do it every week, every race.
Yeah. Yeah, so we just have parameters in place on how to score the head-to-head matchups now, that's all. But it should be interesting this next week. I know that Joe and I, we're teammates, but we'll be going head to head this week. We don't have nearly the rivalry that Jeff and Patrick have, though. We actually try to help each other.
That's because Jeff always feels the need to rub it in. And this started like years ago on Xbox, you know, like you just hate getting it rubbed in. So then, when you do good, whenever I do good, I always got to rub it into Jeff. And I know, me winning the two races this season, he's taking that hard because I rubbed that in hard.
We did have our driver picks this week. They're racing at Sonoma. I took Cindric, and then after I took Cindric, I heard, I didn't watch the race, but I heard that Cindric might have taken a swipe and taken out somebody, Austin Dillon, that's who it was, and I'm like, oh man, I just took him, hopefully he doesn't get suspended this week.
But, he didn't,
so I kept Cindric, Joe took Kyle Larson, which, decent pick. Patrick, who'd you take?
I took Noah Gregson just for the simple fact I heard him in an interview not too long ago say that this is like his favorite track.
So. Yeah, but now you need to pick somebody else because this is out with a concussion.
Oh, crap. Yeah, he is. I do have to pick somebody else. I'll think of somebody.
All right. Matthew Wheeler took Ross Chastain. Jeff didn't pick anybody, so we have to pick somebody for him.
Oh, he gets BJ McLeod.
Does he get or give? Okay, so he gets McLeod, even if he doesn't race. And so Thomas took Daniel Suarez. Keith, who do you pick? Do you remember?
I have no idea.
You took Tyler Reddick.
There we go. I took Tyler Reddick.
Yeah. Gitchell didn't pick anybody either.
Oh.
So who are we going to give Gitchell?
I'm going to take Elliot. Is Elliot a lot in here yet?
Yep. No, you can still take him.
Okay. I'm going to take Elliot.
All right. So Elliot. And so who are we going to give Gitchell? Gitchell is...
Okay. Let's give... I don't say McLeod isn't in it, so let's give him Bilicki.
Gitchell's getting Bilicki?
No, Jeff.
Jeff is getting Bilicki.
He's just going to drive out of his mind this weekend and win it.
Oh, he's trying to... And then we got to get one for Gitchell.
Andy Lally.
All right.
Who the heck is Andy Lally?
Andy Lally is a road course specialist. I think he's came close to winning some Xfinity races.
Has he?
Yeah. You might not want to give him.
Okay. Let's give him Corey LaJoie.
Yeah, LaJoy. Don't give him Hosovar. Hosovar outdrove him, I heard.
Yeah, how nuts is that?
Yeah, it was crazy. But, I mean, who knows? It's hard to say off of one race, you know. But it didn't look good for LaJoy.
Yeah, I think Ellie's going to be a good pick for this week, just for some of it. He has to win.
Yeah, he has to. He has to get into victory lane, that's for sure, or he's not.
Uh-huh. And, no, these tracks, you know, for a while, I mean, it was all the talk of, you know, is Elliott the best racer that we've seen do this in a while, and, you know, in the races that he was winning. And
yeah. It's crazy that nobody took Allmendinger.
See, what? I don't think Allmendinger's as good as what everybody thinks he is.
I yeah, mean, but yeah, it's still a road course, and if he's going to have a good run, it's going to be a road course.
Yeah, Allmendinger is a very good road course.
Yeah,
racer.
Yeah, you're not going to take Allmendinger at Kansas. You know, you're just going to take at a road course.
Yeah, true. But like when you get to Xfinity, in Xfinity, yeah, I mean he was the class of the field, but now you're in Cup, and there's so many guys that are good. I mean, like you look at.
He's ran good though at the Cup level on road courses though.
Yeah, I mean he got taken out by Chastain at Coda last season, right?
Yeah, him Chastain. And Bowman.
Yeah, so I mean he's gonna have a good run, it's gonna be at a road course.
Yeah, even like Suarez, like I mean the top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, the top 8 guys. No, which is Reddick, Larson, Elliott, Busch, Chastain, Byron, Allmendinger, and Suarez. Those are all guys that, like, I think that those are the 8. One of those guys are going to win it.
Yeah.
Dave, I hate to break it to you, but I have to step away. I have obligations and stuff I have to get done today. But, man, I appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah. You got anybody you'd like to thank before you leave?
Man, just thank you guys for having me on, and thank you for letting me broadcast your playoffs. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's been awesome. And with the new changes to the trucks that we saw at Talladega, I suspect the remainder of the season is going to be really awesome. So,
yeah,
really appreciate it. And just, I'd say everybody go out, find How to Suck at iRacing on Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter.
All right, sounds good. And you're welcome to join the podcast the rest of the season if you feel like it. If you don't feel like it, then you're welcome or not.
Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, have a good one. Good.
See ya.
And actually, we're going to probably be cutting this off also, unless you guys got anything else to add to it.
No. I actually do something real quick. Jeff did try making a pick in the podcast chat.
Yeah.
5 minutes ago, he tried.
Yeah.
And I told him it was too late.
Yeah, it's too late. Also, you guys got a new sponsor for your league.
We do have a new sponsor for our league. Oh. Blue and Glitter. It's run by Tamara Robinson, who's actually, she is my neighbor. She lives right down the street from me. She makes all kinds of things. Her main thing is t-shirts, really. But, just about anything else she kind of makes, except for glitter bombs. She does not make glitter bombs.
Yeah. Hey, with the name, does, like, glitter. Yeah, I want a glitter bomb.
Yeah, well, she makes like wreaths and like table like settings and just like all kinds of stuff and everything that she makes. Been wanting to talk to her for a while now and stuff, you know, get her to come on board, and then finally had a chance to talk to her, to, you know.
Yeah,
sitting there trying to help her out, you know, and her providing a couple things for us at the same time.
Yeah. Now we gotta get Gitchell to put some glitter on the trophy now.
Yeah.
Nothing. yeah. Yeah, so good job to your sponsor there, and that's what we got this podcast for, to help promote some of our sponsors. We got Buck Kicker that we've been promoting hard lately with the Buck Kicker Bracket Challenge. Also, we both leagues are sponsored by GMS3D and Turco Customs. We also want to thank Threat Level Midnight for sponsoring our playoffs. So we appreciate that. And with that being said, we'll probably talk to you guys next Saturday.
Later.
See you later.